are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. This is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, from time to time, we have people listening outside of America, and I feel very sorry for them. Like in Europe, right now is the middle of the night, 3 a.m. I had a few people asking me, how can I listen to the radio? I'm like, okay, 3 a.m. Or you can just go to LA Talk Radio, and you can download from Accent On page and just listen to Accent On anytime when you fit, when you wish. Also, you can go to iTunes and Stitcher. You can just enjoy Accent On. Hey, you know, and morning and night, right now, okay? This is very exciting Monday for me. First, everybody knows that I am a musician, I am a singer, I'm, you know, a composer and songwriter, and I am like everything, like 2014 women are right now. We are doing everything. And hello, you know, but I have great guests with me, which that's, in a way, is normal for me because I invite people that I want to have on my radio, which means I am very arrogant because I have always all great friends or amazing people. But today I have guy whose name is Joe Solo, and he's one of the coolest producers around. He is a very, very good producer. I met him a few years ago, and I remember I chose him from so many producers in LA, and I had a chance to meet him face to face. I couldn't afford him. Then, he's very expensive, and he works with many, many amazing people. But you know, right now, I'm lucky. I'm the lucky one. I have him, and I will be interviewing him about something that I think every singer-songwriter, every artist who dreams to become big in America, makes money off whatever they created, you know, we'll be talking about something that only Joe Solo can offer. Joe, hi!
Hi, it's good to be here, Alona. I really appreciate it.
I am really happy to have you with us. And you know what? I'm so, so, also happy because you have a beautiful lady on your right side. And you know, she has an accent, which obvious, I love her even more than you. Hello, Minnie.
Hello, how are you today?
Oh. I just love your accent. Okay.
I feel left out now. I just talk, you know, no accent.
And that's enough. Again, you got some accent, but not like ours. Minnie, where are you from?
I'm from Mexico.
From Mexico. How many years you are in America?
Well, 29 years.
Oh, that's a lot.
29 years, but I never lost my accent, though.
You know, keep it. I think this is one of the coolest country in the world who really loves people with an accent. You know, if I can have my own show, and I think I'm not so many people in America has their own show with funky accent like mine, and you know, and they are successful. I really think I am successful. Thank you for downloading and listening. Thank you for, you know, still listening to my year and a half long, I think, very good journey to become, I think, successful in radio business. Then thank you. Anyway, Joe, you are more successful than me. And I don't know if I like you for that or I hate you for that because I am jealous. You are really, really wonderful producer. Who did you work with? Well, you just give us some names.
I'm the producer who developed Macy Gray. And I also started recently a thing called the Music Success Workshop where I teach other people how to be successful in music. And there's enough success for everyone to go around.
I love you for that because, you know, some people do not like to share anything in life. And you know what? I love to be friends with people like you because I think when you give people your contacts, we are here to share what we know about life, what we know about our profession. And obviously, you know so, so much. And in this music business, it's just tough to meet friendly person. I know you are a little bit charging for a workshop, and it's really not a lot. I'm really, really surprised, because I think you're supposed to charge even more, and we'll be talking much, much more about your future upcoming event. Yes, this
sure.
2 days?
Yeah, it's this weekend.
If I stop our interview, this is because we have also a very important call-in conversation with Mayor of Ontario, OKL, Paul Lyon, who is just tomorrow. He will be fighting for his winning of his election, and we believe that will help him to win. He needs to win. He just needs to be the one guy who will change independently, you know, maybe a lot of towns around him. He's just a great guy, and hopefully he will be calling to us in 2-3 minutes. Joe.
Yes.
You know, you just said Macy Grace. This is like just too fast. You just tell us a few little more names, because we like names dropping. Okay.
I've had my material performed by Fergie. I've worked with Michael Jackson.
No.
Quincy Jones, Rick Rubin, Erykah Badu from the R&B world. Not too long ago, one of the Macy Gray songs that she and I wrote was produced by who's the guy from Black Eyed Peas?
Will
yeah. Well, I don't know why his name escaped me for a second.
Because it's evening. We are talking about
Will.i.am. Will.i.am, yeah.
And you know, Joe, I know. You know, you are a beautiful man. I know your bio looks so cool. Everybody needs to go and just check Joe's solo. You know, bio is just so simple. Just list these hundreds of names of people and things that he did in his life. But what is the most and the coolest right now, and very, very exciting, what is coming up, and we'll be talking a lot today about, is the workshop. Yes?
Yeah, the Music Success Workshop.
Tell me a little bit about what this is, and how did you become to be so given to people who obviously need your help?
About 3 years ago, it occurred to me that there's so much incredible talent out there in the world, but many of them just don't know what to do with it.
Okay, they don't know what to do with this, and we'll come back to it, because we have Mayor right now, and we need to say hi to him, because... Hello.
Hello, is this Alona? This is Paul Lyon, Mayor of Ontario.
Oh, Mr. Mayor, I would like to sing happy birthday to you, but, you know, Mr. President, but obviously you are the most loved mayor in the world, I think. Do you agree with me?
Well, I love you back.
Thank you. I would love also say happy, you know, everything to your sweet, sweet, beautiful wife, because we know that behind every successful man is a wonderful woman.
Yep.
And you have one of those ladies next to you who is just the charmest, the most coolest person ever. And I would love to say hi to her also from Accent On.
That's great. Yeah, she's here. She's walking around the house.
Hi, Cheryl.
Yeah, another great man. There's a wonderful woman and a surprised mother-in-law, I think.
Wow. Okay. Mr. Mayor, that's very important day for you, or day before, very important day, okay? You are really, really fighting for something that you believe in, and I want everybody to vote for you, yes? Tomorrow, I think you have the biggest, is it the biggest fight for you or not really? But you are independent. Yes, you are independent. You are fighting Democrat Freddy Rodriguez, and you both are trying to represent the 52 Assembly District, yes? But only one of you can win, and we all hope that this would be you.
Well, certainly, I don't think Freddie agrees with you, but I do. the 52nd Assembly District it is from Pomona, Chino, Montclair, and Ontario. And that's, you know, pretty good size of property, if you might say. It's quite a few people, and it's a good place for me to begin and my move up from being the mayor, moving up in politics. I'd be happy to take on the role of being the next assembly member from this region.
Oh my gosh, and we really, really want to help you to get there, and we'll be keeping our fingers crossed. But you need to tell us a few things. How can I know who to vote for? How anybody who is having these two great guys, you know, can decide, you know, who really they want to choose, you know, to be their guy?
Well, that's a great question. Actually, it goes beyond, let's say, this election with the assembly, but how do you know who to vote for when you're voting for the school board or the water board or the next judge or the city council or the mayor or the president? How do you know?
Yeah.
The only information that gets thrown at you is the information that is either for or against that person, and neither one of those sources can you trust as being honest and true.
Yeah, but we are reading all these great political ads, you know, and both of you are just really great guys, obvious. I have so much good things to tell people about you, and I hope I will have 1 minute to tell them. But, you know, how do we know if political ads are truthful?
Well, they're generally not, and I'm going to just be very honest with you. I've been honest with people. I chose to become an independent candidate because I believe in being honest with people and telling the truth, and I don't want to be controlled by a party or anybody else. I don't want to be controlled by unions or special interests. And so the best that I can do is tell the story from my point of view. But when you have very, you know, candidates who are really attached to the party, like the guy that's running against me, all of the information that people are getting in the mailbox is coming from resources outside of our region. Those people sending the mailers either against me, you know, they've been spending hundreds of thousands of dollars telling lies about me and telling stories about him. And the fact is that none of it's true, and it doesn't have to be true. The real prize is getting the person elected that will support the wishes and desires of the special interest unions and the party that is trying to get their candidate elected. The question is, how do you find out? How do you know? Well, the internet has really opened up a lot as far as being able to research people, but even some of the personal issues sometimes really are not the big issue. What's the issue with their record as far as successes in politics and how they voted? So I would look at a person's record in politics versus their record in their private life necessarily, and say, you know, okay, does this guy vote for all of the right things, or does he vote for all of the wrong things? And ask yourself, what do you stand for? So you have to kind of get yourself out of the place of just believing that a party represents everything about you, because I don't really think anybody today is represented 100% by any party out there. And they can just say, hey, I'm a Democrat. I believe everything the Democrats say. I'm a Republican. I believe everything the Republicans say. You have to really research a person's personal voting record, and you can do that on the internet today.
You know, you are right, because that's first what we do. You know, if we want to find out more, we are going to internet, we are talking to people. But, you know, you are, I think, in a cool way, the lucky one, because people on the street know your name. You are so known and so loved. You are, you know, you fight for the people. You are fight for what people want. You are fighting not about being representing party, you know, or politics. You really want to speak out what people really need from you. And I know that you, you know, you want to create new jobs. You know, everybody says, okay, that's what is very important. But you know what your people need, and you know, that's what I think people I really believe and hope they will choose you, and they need to. Okay,
well, thank you. I don't really know how much time we have here, but if I can just take, can I have a minute to answer what you said about jobs?
Yeah,
let's take jobs for instance. You can't just get in the political office and say, I'm going to bring jobs. you have to know what kind of political decisions you're going to need to make that will create jobs.
Yep.
In the state of California, one of the greatest job creators that any local city, municipality, or government had, one of the greatest tools that we had was called redevelopment. And this last January, almost a year ago, the Democratic Party and the governor, basically it was a decision of the governor, decided to end redevelopment in the state of California. And they effectively killed the goose that laid the golden egg. Well, what they did was they took away the resource that cities had to invest in blighted or developments that had become ghettos or just different, just torn up sections of the city. And you could take the tax increments from that section and reinvest them back in there and tear down old buildings and remove blight and then build new things. And in all of that, the tear down and the build up created construction jobs. And then what was left when you created either affordable housing or business and retail, you created places for people to live and places for people to work. And you see, that was one of the things that was taken away from the people of the state of California. It was a political decision. Had I been there in the assembly, I would have been screaming from the rooftops and telling people, don't do this. And if I get into the assembly, I'm going to make sure that they recreate something like the redevelopment agency so that we can get the people back to work again and give cities the tool to renew themselves again. This doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, so much to do, so much work, so much hopes. And I know that people trust you, believe in you, people know you, people love you for so many years. We believe you are the right guy for the job. I know that tomorrow is a very important day. We really, really, from the bottom of our hearts, wish you the best, and we'll be thinking about you tomorrow. And Accent On and LA Talk Radio believes, and hopefully we can talk a little bit more. And I hope tomorrow there will be the successful day. And anyway, you are successful because you know you are a great human being, and that's what really counts.
Thank you.
And great family guy. Thank you so much for calling so much. And if you have any link that you would like us to know, please tell us. If people need to go and support you, what will be the best way before we'll say bye today?
Well, most of my information is on leonforassembly.com, but I mean, that's one place to go. But really, I'm having a lot of fun on Facebook. And if you look me up and follow Leon for Assembly on Facebook and like my Facebook page, you'll see a lot of the banter going back and forth. I'm having a lot of fun, and we're really passing a lot of information through that medium.
And thank you so much, because all this information also everybody can find on Accent On on Facebook also, and our interview will be tonight already on LA Talk Radio on Accent On also. And we wish you the best, and thank you again for calling.
All right, thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, life is very serious sometimes, but we are coming back to our very serious conversation, you know, because being independent you know, our mayor is an independent, you know, representative for assembly, but, you know, so many musicians who are also representing themselves. We call them independent musicians.
Yeah.
Okay, and Joe, you have something cool coming, you know, in the next few days, and I will give you right now few minutes, because only you can explain us what this is and why we need to look, that this is an answer for a lot of musicians, a lot of artists that they need to look for, and not only being present in person, they also can find the information online, yes, and they can find everything what they want, videos, and they can just connect with you, and you can give them so many answers for what they're looking for. Then please, I call this pitch, but this is a very important pitch for so, so many artists and musicians. Okay, Joe, this is your 5 minutes.
Well, first of all, thanks for the time. well, first of all, I have a free set of music success video nuggets, they're called, and anyone can get these just by going to joesolo.com and signing up. And I also send out every week a couple of tips from deep inside the music industry. And this is just good information to have that you can pick and choose and apply to your music career.
Absolutely.
As you see fit.
And I think I know a lot about music, but like I said, I have a daughter who studied music business in USC, and she loves stuff that you are posting in. And I only showed her 3 days ago, and she will be back, and we'll be sitting and we'll be watching you, and we'll see what's happened, because I think you are a really special guy. Okay, now we can purchase your videos, yes?
Well, this video series is actually free. There's no cost to it. And then, but I do have a line of long form videos coming out and a book, and I'm working on a TV show pitch and even a membership for people who really want to go deeper into learning about, you know, ways they could penetrate this exciting industry. And also the event that's coming this weekend is the Music Success Weekend Workshop, and that's in Century City at the Intercontinental Hotel right in Los Angeles. And that's where I get to work with people one-on-one to help them find their roadmap to success in the music industry.
And I know you told me that the first one was sold out in August, yes?
Yeah, we did one the weekend of August 10th and 11th, and that was sold out, so we booked a second one.
Congratulations.
This Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th. And there's actually just a few seats left. But if people want to find out all the information, they can also go to a different website called musiccareersuccess.com, and they can get all the details about it.
And this workshop is for singers, songwriters, bands, producers, composers, DJs?
Yeah, really anyone who has the calling in music can benefit from this. And one of the features that we're going to have is a panel of some of seven of Hollywood's top music supervisors. Now, these are the gatekeepers to getting your music in film or TV shows, commercials, video games, things of this nature. And they're going to be there to share their insights on ways that people can get their music in film and TV. So it's a really special occasion.
Absolutely. To get to be introduced to people like that. You know, when you are a musician and you have music that you will try to pitch to publishers or, you know, to supervisors, sure. It's just so hard. These people are impossible to get to. You know, you are looking for the emails, you are looking for some connection, but this time you will be talking to these people. You will learn from them what to do and what to do better to even approach people like that, and you will know them.
Yeah, well, even better, some people who are buying VIP tickets to the event get to actually dine with all seven of the music supervisors.
Okay, so but this is a little pricey, I think. This is the VIP, yes? The big one?
Well, pricey is subjective, but, you know, for a little bit of money, you can meet someone and network with them where it might take you years to get close to that person otherwise.
So absolutely. And again, one placement will pay, you know, so much for anything that we are talking here about.
Yeah.
You know, and again, the most important link you can give us again?
JoeSolo.com. And that's where you get all the information for everything. And then for the workshop, MusicCareerSuccess.com.
You're calling yourself mentor also, okay? You'll be talking and mentoring some people one-on-one.
Yeah.
How does this work?
Well,
because I would like to really, you know you better, because I know how great producer you are, and I know you can really give me so many answers for so many questions that I would have, you know. And I'm a singer, songwriter, and producer. I think I know so much, but you know, you are really a special man, special guy. Then people will be having right to get closer to you and just learn a lot from you, okay? What you will be offering them?
Well, there's basically four different pillars to success. First of all, it all starts with you and your own mentality and positive attitude and your professionalism, things of this nature. Then, of course, there's the music.
Absolutely.
That's very important. So we have four different modules where we work on you as a in terms of your positive attitude and understanding the mentality to have a music business mentality. We talk about the importance of good, tight songwriting and a good production of that song.
And then, that's what I want to stop here, because I know you brought to the studio two samples of the songs that they're like before and after. Everybody likes this situation before and after, even with hairstyles, makeup, and clothing, and we all like in music. Oh my gosh. When person like you or any producer gets demo, sometimes demos are really bad. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're okay. But boy, after production, they reach the mountains, top of the mountains sometimes. Okay?
Yeah, well,
and mostly.
Just to show people what bringing a seasoned producer in can really do to make a difference in terms of how people perceive your music and your song and even you as a professional artist. And so the before is the demo that the artist brought me and hired me to produce, and then the after, of course, is the broadcast quality finished master. And
is this something that you will be offering on a workshop, that people will have a chance to meet you, show you the samples of the music, the demos? You'll be probably giving opinion if the song is even okay.
We do evaluations for each and every person who comes. So they can filter it through my brain, and I'll say whatever it is I say, and I'm completely honest.
Yes.
And I try and point out what the strong parts of their song and recording is, and point out where the fat needs to be trimmed off of it, just to make the tightest delivery possible.
Absolutely, because song, this is like 3 minutes movie. You need to have a beginning, you need to have an action, you need to have good ending or bad ending, whatever the ending is.
You've got to hold the listener's interest the whole time,
Yeah, I always say this is like really a movie, you know, with lyrics and everything. You need to capture an audience in 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes.
Well, actually, you've got about 5 seconds to capture.
You are right. You are so
ADD
right.
And there's so much music out there.
You are so right. You are changing channels and we just don't care about song. And you're right, writing really tight song and good song is not easy. Everybody has ideas, but really present something so perfect that people after 5 seconds, they're still longing for more and another, and they will stay with you till end of the song, and they want to replay over and over, and they want to purchase from iTunes and da-da-da-da-da-da and maybe get on the charts. I know you can help people with that. We have one sampler, and this is the song that is called It Always Been You. It's before.
Always, yeah, and this is the demo that they brought in.
And do we care to mention who is the artist?
I prefer not.
Okay, and we'll be having 1 minute of the song, and then we'll move, of course.
Like a verse and a chorus, do it, yeah.
Okay, let's listen. It's Always Been You before, and this is a demo that you produced later?
Well, I produced the master afterwards. This is what was brought to be as an example of what to work with.
Let's listen.
Time goes, fly with crooked wings, and the ghosts have left you all alone with strangely simple things. You spent your whole life damned to repeat the past. You let go of crooked wings and free your soul at last. Only then would you realize that it's always been you.
Oh, you said to me we can fade out, but you did this for me. Thank you so much. You did my job. Okay, we have a demo. It's
okay, so I think the song is good.
Song is good.
I like the tone of his voice. He's a little pitchy. He's a little out of tune. And I wasn't crazy about the big heavy metal guitars
coming
that
from nowhere.
Came in. You know, like yeah.
Yeah, he's there because he's so lyrical and his ballad starts so beautifully. We want a little bit more.
Well, I actually wanted to take it kind of in a funky, fresh direction and just take it to a whole different place that's sort of like this modern, retro, funky thing.
Okay, and did you talk before to the guy what you want to do with the song, or you just decided to produce?
No, we worked together in
he
synergy.
Was in the studio.
I don't like to be a dictatorial producer, but we worked together. His ideas, my ideas, they make little baby ideas that are the best ones.
Yes.
But there were times when I had to say, just do what I ask you, try it out,
of course.
If you like it,
trust me.
You know, if you like it, great, we'll keep going. If you don't, we'll find a different direction. But it always works out really well, you know, when the trust is there between artist and producer. Oh,
absolutely.
It was in this case,
You know, then, okay, we have now master. Yes,
so
master after production.
This is the broadcast quality master.
Okay, it's always been you after demo produced a song, and I will say, is this premiere or somebody already listened to the song and was played somewhere, or this is for the first time we're listening to the song? What do you say?
We'll call premiere.
We have few of them very important on Accent On, but I'm very excited about this one. It's a great song. I listened before. Have callers. Hello.
Nice.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Ilona Europa. We have Joe Solo and we have Mimi in the studio. Thank you for calling in. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Hi, what is your name?
My name is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
And you are calling to us, probably with some really nice question to Joe Solo.
I'm calling to ask, I believe I have an interview scheduled with Scott and Jeff from the Flow Guitar Enthusiasts. Now I was just calling to see if my connection worked with you guys.
Okay, I think our connection is great, and I think the show will be in 30 minutes, and you're supposed to call maybe a little bit later. But
maybe you have a question to further your career in the industry while you're on the phone?
Yeah, because I think, you know, you are doing something with guitars.
That's correct.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm a guitar manufacturer, and the guys were going to have me on their show in a little bit to discuss a variety of subjects, I believe. It's their show, so I'll leave that up to them. But
yes, I think Flo has his show in 20 minutes. We are happy to say hi to you. And yes, so you connect beautifully, but 30 minutes, they'll be waiting for you, probably. Okay? Thank
all
you.
Right. Well,
bye.
See you later, LA.
Say hi to your babies.
Maybe
yeah, that was so cute. Okay, this is a live show.
I love live. That's
I
great.
I know. You know, normally probably Ronan will capture this phone.
I don't think he was aware he was actually on the air.
I think so. He had no idea. But, you know, that's what is the coolest things about live show.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, we listened to minute and 23 seconds of the gorgeous produced song. And,
thanks.
You know, in a way, I feel sorry we stopped it because
you
never know. But we saw amazing difference before and after. It's just completely, completely a different song.
Thanks.
What about a singer, a songwriter? You know, can he... Because sometimes artists, I know how this is when you work with them, sometimes they have hard time to get used to new version because they still think, oh my gosh, I wanted the song to be this way or that way.
A lot of times I have to sort of have them unmarry themselves from this version that they've lived with for many, many years. And part of that is developing a trust with the artist before we go into the studio. You know, I get inside their head musically and really understand what their musical vision is about, and then my job is to bring that out and make it larger than life. And once they see that that's what I want to do, the trust is there, and they usually let go of the older
version. Yeah, and you need to learn.
Move forward.
You always need to learn, and you know, you cannot sit in your own little ideas and say they are the best. Sometimes they are, but you know what? Mostly they are not. And that's what you are calling about the psychology of producing the songs.
Well, sometimes they have great ideas.
You're like a doctor. You need to make them to see where it hurts.
Producing records is 90% psychological.
Absolutely.
It really is. You know, and I don't just put up a microphone and say, start singing. I try and really coax a great performance out of the singers and the various studio musicians that are in there. Although in that case, I actually played all the instruments except the drums. So it was just myself having to coax a performance out of, which is actually sometimes hard because I don't have that objectivity. But we discuss the different ways the song can go, and we try different things out. We experiment with different vibes of the vocals, sometimes harder, sometimes softer. Yeah. And then I'll record, you know, 5 or 6 different ways and then take the best parts of each different way and mix together, you know, the ultimate take.
And that's the magic that happens only in the studio. And then after, you know, production, you know, when nobody's around, you probably a million times are coming back and going back. You know, you listen to, you know, over and over and decide what is the best take or the best idea. We have another song before You Don't Think. Yes, this is another short song.
You Don't Think, it's the same artist.
Yes.
And this is the demo that he brought in. And let's take a listen.
I would love that, yeah. Great idea. I like harmonies. I like stuff, you know, is going on that you'll be hearing.
Yeah, the chorus is catchy.
Yes.
A couple of the changes we made, we sped it up a little bit. We decided to, if it's going to rock, we're going to make it rock with a little bit more of a modern rock sound. The intro was way too long, though.
Yes. And, oh, my gosh, of course.
So I came up with a completely different intro to just kind of like grab the listener by the ears and hold on to their interest. Hopefully that you'll feel the same way when you hear it. And I also brought in a female background singer for the chorus, and there was on his demo version there was sort of this high octave Mickey Mouse male voice going on that didn't work for me, so I brought in a great singer named Deanna Della Chopa. She was actually on America's Got Talent recently and went very far on it. Wonderful singer, and we came up with this sort of Beatles harmony on this, and it just for one note.
Wow.
But it makes all the difference. Take a listen, you'll see what
happens. Okay, then, You Don't Think. This is the after, this is master. Yeah. I hope this is a premiere, and I wish the song the best of success, okay? Okay. Let's see.
Took from you, so now I can't believe you're saying that we are.
Wow.
Nice. Now, I want to point out that last note. Did you hear how low and growly?
Oh, growly.
What we did was just for the last note, we took all the electric guitars and tuned them way down just to go boom.
I love it. What a successful makeover. This is a really great difference between demo version and the harmonies, the chorus. Is like you say, it's a throwback little bit to Beatles. Sounds so cool and catchy and bold. Yeah, big and dramatic. Congratulations. Thank this you. Sounds Thank like you. Hit.
We can hope so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, again, we need to be clear. If people want to find, we have still a few days before workshop is starting, yes?
Yeah.
What day is this? Where is this? And how can we find out
the
more?
The Music Success Workshop is going to be this Saturday and Sunday at the Intercontinental Hotel in Century City. You can get tickets by going to www.musiccareersuccess.com. There's actually just a few seats left.
Yeah, and you know what? I went to the website. Please, people, scroll down, 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 because the information that really will give you the most answers about how much money and what you want to choose from, they're on the bottom of this
there's
sliding
links at the
down
top. Page. You could just click on registration.
I know, but
there.
Remember, I have a blonde hair, you know, and sometimes people like that, you know, it's not so easy, you know, because you created the website or whoever created for you. But there are a lot of you know what I'm saying. I'm joking, but you're right. It's a lot of information. You want everything, but sometimes maybe you cannot afford. Sometimes it's something more important for you than other things, and you can find everything on this website. Just don't get discouraged and say, you go through this one little long, long, long page down. It's a very cool website.
Thank
I really
you.
Love it, you know. And listen to the free videos, because I'm telling you, you will get hooked on the phonics beats audio videos.
the free videos, again, you can get at joesolo.com. You just sign up with your email address, and you see your first one right away, and then you get new ones sent to you periodically, and they're fun to do, too.
I know that this one will be very successful. I know you had already in Seattle also the same type of workshops, and there will be more and more and more. I know you'll be back. Probably we'll have another great artist that we would love to play for the first time music on our LA Talk Radio Accent On. And, you know, maybe one day you'll be producing somebody that we'll discover, because we like people with accent. I wish Mimi is singer, you know, because with her accent we can do something unusual. Anyway.
Well, Mimi has a lovely voice, actually.
You see, we have on the radio, the national radio, and probably we can talk a little bit about that and see what's happened. Anyway, this was really, really a nice time that we were having right now. I know that probably we can talk so much how to improve our songwriting skills. I think I would love to make one more interview with you that will put before specifically what we'll be talking about on the radio, because this was today was all about the beautiful event that you have, today's event. But I think I would like to suck you for more information for the artists, and maybe they will have a few calls in and you can really...
Well, that'd be great.
You know,
I'd love to do that.
Or maybe we can even get some demo. You'll be like just ripping apart the artists or friends and saying, this sucks, this is great. I don't know. Anyway, thank you so much for coming. I know that people are also excited for me, because one of my songs is right now charting, and it's not easy for independent artists to get any ears and love. But somehow, somewhere, I got to the top 100. One day I just, woke up and just checked the charts. I'm like, whoa, is this me? I was on a number 10 on 100, the most played dance tunes on the radio. But this one is the version that I play the most, because it's pop rock. But if people want to hear, please go to Ilona Europa, Accent On. You can hear a little bit about my song. Anyway, easy come, easy go.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other thing. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to understand you this time again. Anyway, easy go, easy go, easy go.
you said. Sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway.
Listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.